It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and from all the teachers who are nominated by Pickle listeners at our website, foreverpittsburgh.com, the Pickle is paying tribute to five teachers who stood out the most. And today, that teacher is Stephanie Zebro, the pre-K teacher at Denise K. Kuzner Daycare in Uniontown. And here's my conversation with Stephanie.
How did you get involved with daycare?
I actually started in the field of elementary education, graduated with my bachelor's in elementary education, and found this position with the daycare kind of as extra experience.
And what you do is get kids ready for kindergarten?
I do. We're all about kindergarten readiness. We try to not only teach them the academics, but a lot of the social skills that they need to get along in kindergarten.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, as the lead teacher, this is my first year. However, I've been a pre-K counts teacher's assistant for about 3 years. I also worked as director of one of Denise's daycares previously, and I've been working for the daycare since 2010.
Have you always wanted to be a teacher?
I have.
Yes. How young were you when you said this would be fun or this would be an exciting job?
I think I was, when I really started to think about career choices, it was probably later elementary school, like fifth or sixth grade. Mm-hmm. I was a teacher's helper a good deal, mm-hmm. and so I helped, you know, other kids in my classroom, and I think that's when, you know, the idea started to come around that maybe teaching would be my chosen profession.
Was the teacher helper someone who maybe influenced you into wanting to become a teacher? Or was there somebody in your life while you were going to school you thought maybe they sort of put the seed in your head?
Well, I have two aunts that have been teachers.
Oh.
They started out in the teaching profession. They've kind of grown from there. And, I mean, I've had wonderful teachers along the way. I mean, all of my elementary and even all the way into high school, I've had fantastic teachers.
Is it tough to stay patient with preschoolers?
I think that it's easier to be patient with the younger ones because you realize that they themselves have a harder time controlling their own emotions and controlling their own actions. They're still learning about, you know, how their bodies work and how they're, you know, how they react to different situations. I think it's the older ones that are tougher to deal with because you expect more of them.
Mm.
And so when they don't control themselves, that's when, you know, it's a little bit more challenging.
What's the best part of your job?
Oh, that's tough.
What gives you a lot of joy?
Obviously the kids, you know. I think the best part of my job so far has been being able to be teacher to my own children as well as all the children here. You know, that's an experience that will be in my heart forever. I think that just seeing the children and how quickly they grow at this age and how quickly they learn at this age is an incredible experience. From the time they walk in the door in late August, early September, to when they leave in, you know, June is a huge difference. They're almost a different kid when they leave here.
Would you ever think about moving on to maybe a higher grade level?
I mean, maybe. I could be persuaded, you know, there might come a time where I, you know, I get to the point where, you know, chasing the little ones might be a little tougher, but for now, you know, I'm really enjoying this age group.
Well, but what do you think about the Pickle listeners submitting your name for Teacher Appreciation Week?
I was surprised to say the least. I really am appreciative of the, you know, recognition. It was my teacher assistant that had submitted the
nomination,
full, you know, the nomination, and also the owner of the preschool here that submitted the nomination. So I want to say thank you to them because they are a huge part of my support system here. Miss Candy Klink, who works as my teacher assistant here, has been here for 10 years. And her experience with this grade level is just invaluable. I mean, her experience and her support for me has made all the difference in the world for this being my first year.
Well, congratulations on your recognition and for wrapping up Teacher Appreciation Week.
Thank you so much.